God bless you. Welcome to podcast number 115. Come on, Dr. Timothy D. Postern. Help us get started here today. Come on now. God bless you. This is Reverend C.L. Jones from Diamond Grove Baptist Church, 127 Diamond Grove Road, Skippers, Virginia. I pray all is well. You might know by now when you hear that organ that we are ready for our favorite On the Fives, something we started every fifth podcast after we passed 100. And today we have our special guest, my madam, the one and only Evangeline Jones.
Hi, this is Evangeline Jones, aka First Lady Diamond Grove Baptist Church. I have been asked to give my favorite story of the Bible. When my husband first asked me, the first thing I was thinking was my favorite scripture, which is 2 Timothy. And he said, story. There's so many stories that I like, but my favorite story is dry bones. Dry bones. I think he's going to stay the rest.
If you have your swords, can you draw them with me and turn it to Ezekiel chapter 37? And let's lift verses 4 and 5. And they reads as follows. Again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. God's blessed word for God's blessed people. If I was tagging this, I would tag it, Breath of God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we love you, we praise you, we thank you, Lord, for thy grace and thy mercy. We thank you for this day that you have made. Father, I ask for forgiveness of my sins, and then, Lord, I ask that you allow this vessel to decrease and your spirit to increase so that we all, including myself, may hear what thus said the Lord. Father, we call it victory already in your word, in Jesus' name. Amen. Breath of God. Now, most of us have heard this first part of Ezekiel 37. God is speaking to Ezekiel in the spirit. He takes him in the middle of a valley full of dried up bones. And one of the key verses is Ezekiel 37:3, where it says, and he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, the Lord, O Lord God, thou knowest. Now, Ezekiel was not going to get himself cornered. So he answered very cautiously. You can imagine Ezekiel was saying something like, Lord, stop playing. But God continued with a more direct command. In Ezekiel 37:4, he says, again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Truth is, I've spoken on this chapter many times, but I have never came edit from the point of view I wish to present today. This is probably the first view that I should have come, that should have come to my mind. Let me explain. You see, God is calling on Ezekiel to speak to a valley of dead folks. According to the rest of the passage, the bones are the whole house of Israel dispersed. It outlines the reconstruction of Israel out of nothing. But the clicker is that God is asking Ezekiel to prophesy to these bones. Prophets are God's spokespersons. God's word is the breath of God. If you are a new babe in Christ, you would know that his word brings life or allows new life or new birth or born again. So after I dove into the Hebrew of this chapter, the Hebrew translation, I noticed the word Ruach, the C is silent, R-U-A-C-H. It's a word that can be used for breath, wind, or spirit. And while looking closely, you may see this word at least 14 times in the first 14 verses of this Ezekiel 37. By now, you're probably saying, so? But just think, when God created Adam, the word said over there in Genesis 2:7, and the Lord God formed the man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. The breath of God combined with dirt produced a living soul, making mankind body, soul, and spirit. God wants Ezekiel to give the breath of God to these dried up dead bones. Now stick a pin right there. Remember that Jesus is the word that was made flesh, right? Now, interesting enough, before Jesus left his disciples to be on their own, the word said over there in John 20:21-22, then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you as my Father have sent me, even so sent I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Jesus was giving them what was needed to make one live. When we studied the book of Acts, we find out, especially in the book of Acts, that conversion needs a man of God, the word of God, and the spirit of God. Think about the Ethiopian eunuch. Word in, and the devil has to flee. Think on it. When Ezekiel spoke to these dried bones, note in 37:5, where it says, thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. God did, as that song said, honey was singing, them dry bones, foot bone connected to the leg bone connected to the knee bone, and so on, until it says, oh, hear the word of the Lord. You know, the human skeleton of an adult consists of about 207 or 213 bones. And just think of the making of man. Ezekiel 37:11-12 says, Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus said the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Now, Israel needs the breath of God. Here's the thing. In 2024, we need the breath of God. Remember Job wrote over there in Job 33 and 4, 33 and 4 in Job? He said, The Spirit of God have made me, and the breath of the Almighty have given me life. The Bible does not just contain the Word of God. The Bible is the Word of God. I'm talking about the Word of God is life. Like Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. When you speak the word of God, you exhale the word of life. We must speak life in a world of dry bones. The heart of God's word is the gospel of Jesus Christ. So just speak Jesus. Just speak of his death on the cross, his shedding of the blood, his burial, and then the rising. He comes up on that third day. Jesus is that word that saves. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Breathe on me. Breath of God. Come, Holy Spirit. I need thee. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray, come in thy strength and thy power. Come in thy own gentle way. Amen. Amen. Now, I don't know who and how many have accepted Jesus Christ, but if you haven't, come on and say this with me. Say, Lord, I believe that Jesus is the virgin-born Son of Mary. Lord, I believe they went to Calvary and died for my sins. Lord, I ask for forgiveness of my sins. Lord, thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. The word says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, thou shalt be saved. Let us go ahead and pray for those in this world. Father, we want to send a prayer out today for all of those behind the prison walls, those that are in the hospitals, those in the nursing homes, those confined in their own homes, those that are walking out there without a roof over their head, those that are really less fortunate. Father, we pray that you touch our hearts, that we may visit those, that we may comfort those, that we may do what you would have us to do according to your will. And we're going to be so careful to give you the praise and the glory. And let us not forget to tell them, like we tell in this dying world of dry bones, about a man named Jesus. We give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you. Like I always say, keep each other in prayer. And we want to thank my wife, Sister Evangeline Jones, for helping us out today. And until we meet again, keep each other in prayer. And until we meet again.